Our digestive system, a testimony to creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam. Well, Ken, people today eat all sorts of plants and animals, but why does the Bible say we were originally created to be vegetarian? What happened?
Well, first we need to know that the original world God created was very different from the one we know today. Adam's sin affected all of creation. So while there was no death and bloodshed at the beginning, Adam's fall introduced suffering, decay, and death. Before the fall, Genesis tells us that God gave Adam and Eve plants and fruits to eat. But Genesis chapter 9 states that after the flood, God told Noah he could eat meat. So now we can eat both meats and plants. Just because we do that today doesn't mean that it was always that way. You see, the evolutionists are wrong when they often proclaim their famous phrase, "The present is the key to the past." To understand the past, we must get our answers from the one who has always been there and knows everything. And Genesis makes it clear that God created man and animals to be vegetarian originally. Then God later told Noah he could eat meat. You see, even Genesis has the answer about whether or not we must be vegetarians.
The highly relevant theme of evolution, creation, and the culture wars is covered in Ken Ham's new booklet, available on our attractive radio website, answersradio.com. That booklet is free when you go to answersradio.com.